Raw living is a state of mind, a way of being in alignment with your body. Raw living means you put yourself and your body first. Your host, Gita Sidhu Rob, is the founder of Nosh Detox, located in the UK. They offer innovative raw food smoothies sold across Europe. You experience it in your skin, your body, and your mind. And now it's time for Living Raw Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another amazing show with us here, Living Raw Radio, brought to you by me, Gita Sidhu Rob, the founder and the owner of Nosh Detox. The whole purpose of what we do every day is about health. It's about the wealth in health. Why do we eat the way we eat? Why do we feel the way we feel? Why do we get sick? Why don't we get sick? I find this stuff endlessly fascinating. People, you know, when you were little and used to watch ants, for all of those that didn't grow up in an urban town, and they would all go in a line, and you'd watch these ants going in a line, fascination for hours. That's kind of how I feel about when I think about health. So health, ants, there's some kind of synergy there in my mind, I promise. And for me, in my journey of health, the thing that I found that matters the most, the thing that has brought about the most difference, the thing that makes me feel the most vital, vibrant, that has just literally rocked my life, has been raw food. And it is something that I'm just starting to learn about. I've just recently started to train as a raw chef. I've just recently met my kitchen, I have to say, because I used to walk through my kitchen on my way to wherever I was going, and I didn't really stop. I now stop in my kitchen to uncook as opposed to stop in my kitchen to cook, which I never did. And it's something that I feel very privileged and honored to be part of. So you'll understand why I'm so excited to actually introduce tonight Chef Adam Graham, who is a completely, in the scale of expertise, he's kind of way up there and I'm way down here. And Adam is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Raw Food Detox. So he talks about why all the things that I've learned about, Adam's put into a book. And so he knows so much more in those terms, best food for detoxing, how to cleanse the body, and why raw food actually makes you feel better. And so we're going to ask Adam all those questions. We have very little time to do that in, so we're going to talk really, really fast. Adam, are you there?
I am here. I'm here and happy to be here.
Yeah, it's so cool to have you. Seriously, I'm like deeply honored because it's something that I love so much, I know so little about, and I plan to learn more about. So we're going to absorb all this knowledge of you while you do this. So we need to start at the beginning. Why do you do what you do?
Why do I do what I do? Well, yeah, we start back at the beginning. I learned about raw foods in 2006, and it, you know, now that I've been doing this for the time that I've been doing it and kind of opened up to a variety of holistic support modalities, I believe it's a synchronicity. Like, I was asking for a lot of answers, and it was amazing that, and I was very surprised when raw foods presented itself to me, that all of a lot of the questions I was answering were answered with the nutritional approach, the simplicity of eating fresh, local, whole foods, raw vegan diet, high phytonutrient, high mineral content, hydrating, fermented foods, just vibrant living foods, answered a ton of questions. So in 2006, when that was presented to me while I was doing a fast and cleanse in Thailand, I ate it up. I dove into the deep end, and I never came up for a breath of air, pretty much.
It kind of does that, doesn't it? You kind of find that it's almost like someone taps you on the shoulder when you're not looking, and then you turn around, you're like, oh, my God, where have you been all my life?
Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, really distinct aha moments, and it's ongoing. It hasn't stopped. I'm still in it, and I'm still living it, and I'm still learning a great deal. I'm always learning, applying new stuff, discarding old stuff, adopting, and integrating. Because, you know, there's no one magic bullet or one answer. I mean, there is, like, the magic bullet blender, but we won't get into that. But there's
uncalled for advertising there, Adam. Hold it. Hold it.
Really, it's not my. I don't get any kickbacks for that one.
So, I mean, you go there, you go to Thailand, and you think, oh my gosh, where's this been all my life? And then what?
Well, you know, it was a very interesting time in my life. I just turned 30. I'd moved to Taiwan to teach English and to,
as one does,
to live with my girlfriend, my kind of first real girlfriend. I've moved from Florida to Taiwan, so, you know, that's kind of a huge leap of faith, a huge bit of commitment for a person who's, you know, I'm a little shy about commitment, and so this is a big deal. And so I had all that going on, and then we go on this little, you know, vacation to Thailand, and she shares this, you know, this experience, this raw foods and the cleansing and detox all at one time. And, you know, like I said, I was open for a lot and really receptive. And needless to say, a year later, we went our separate ways on that same beach in Thailand, you know, in a very agreeable way and very, but, you know, I'd been basically drawn into the raw foods and a lifestyle that wasn't, you know, that was beyond just eating. It was more of a compassion and a life of service kind of thing that prior to arrive, you know, a year prior, I had no idea about any of that stuff.
Well, I think it's very hard to, I mean, in my business, we work with specialized diets and juice fasts and cleanses. And one of the interesting things I noticed about a year into my business, which I just never expected at all, was that so much of what we did was about people's brains and emotions.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought we were dealing with the bodies. And then you'd suddenly be like, you know, perfectly normal people on day one. By day two and day three, we're saying your parents hadn't been married. And they were giving you all kinds of serious things. And you're like, oh, my God. And so you suddenly realize that it was affecting them mentally and emotionally. So I don't think you can do this unless your brain and your heart come with you.
Oh, yeah. And you get, you know, especially... and I'm also was kind of victim to this, or our relationship was a victim to this, is that, you know, it's this individual journey. And a lot of times if a couple, the guy or girl in a couple starts to get into raw foods and the partner doesn't go along with it, usually that's pretty much the beginning of the end, because... the personal transformation is so dramatic, and you start living your life at this higher vibration, and you want, you know, a lot of times you want to bring everybody with you.
Yeah.
And
if they don't, you don't get it, because they're the closest people to you.
The closest people to you are the most resistant. And,
of course.
You know,
because your epiphany does not have to be my epiphany.
Exactly, and it can be frustrating because it's so clear to you, but, you know,
or
prior
it's a little bit like watching somebody eat McDonald's while you're looking at them and you're on raw food and you're just thinking, really? I just don't know if I'm going to go there, because it's kind of watching them kill themselves while you're trying to live yourself.
Oh, you do have to have that level of compassion, and I always reflect back to, okay, what was I eating when I was 25, you know? What was I drinking? What was I...
Adam, you have to date older women.
Yeah. I
think so. I think we're going to have to discuss this later, but you're going to have to date older women, because then there's more hope they'll wean themselves off to McDonald's by then.
Well, you know, and it seems I teach classes and do events and stuff all over. I've done classes all around the world, and you know, now I'm based in Michigan. And I go over to Chicago and throughout the state and, you know, all over the states and teach. And the demographic of people in my classes, I'd say 90% women, and they're mostly above the age of 40.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm exposed to a lot of older women. I get a lot of that, the female energy, which it kind of grounds me and but that's who's the most receptive. And, you know, a heads up for men out there hoping to find a, you know, a positive influence and maybe a life partner that you know can benefit you, go to a raw food event because you're a minority, you know.
That's very good. I'm going to sell that into the dating agencies here on in. So you ended up at the Tree of Light.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, what was that like? Because I so much wanted to go there. I've never managed to make it yet. I'm still planning on it because my training wasn't there. But tell mm-hmm. me about it. It just sounds amazing.
Okay, well, and that was all part of my journey. Like I said, you know, the student's ready, the teacher appears kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I had my own teacher. My first raw food teacher was in Thailand at the cleansing spa, and I'm still indebted to him. His name's Francis. He's actually in Europe somewhere. He was in Sweden last time I checked. But anyway, I made it back from Taiwan. I made it back to the States. I was in Los Angeles for a little while and working, doing some volunteer work for a vegetarian spiritual network, meditation group, mm-hmm. and they're all vegetarians, but here I am, you know, vegan raw foodist, hanging out with a bunch of really great folks, but they're eating a lot of rice and soy and tofu and all kinds of stuff that, you know, I need higher vibe food right now because that transformation is still going on. So I started looking, put it out there, and Tree of Life was the next state over in Arizona, and they had opportunities for staff, and I filled out the application, went out and did my two-week trial, and pretty much after my two-week trial, they gave me a little review, and I said, you know what, I don't really care what your review is, I'm not leaving. I'm going to do whatever I can to stay, and I was there working in the kitchen for about 9 months, and then the last 3 months I did work video production and editing for Gabriel Cousins, so it was a year in the desert, and it was fantastic. I learned so much from the chefs there, from the apprentices, from Gabriel, his wife Shanti, just the whole experience was amazing, and you know I haven't been back in a while, and it's one of those things that like I'm afraid if I go back I might not leave. You know?
Yeah, you'll be sucked in, and that will be it because it's just like coming home, huh?
Yeah, it's great because it is a true raw vegan community. You know, they have a staff of, at least when I was there, it was around 30 people. And you take all your meals. It's part of your exchange for working there is your meals. So, you have your lunch and breakfast and dinner, and sure, you can go home and eat, but who would want to when you can go and have the freshest, most high-vibration food, you know, with like-minded folks.
Well, and community is food, and food is community, so that does make that work like that. So you come out of Tree of Life. Why? Why did you come out of that?
Well, the next thing that I was looking for is when you learn enough and you feel confident in your, you know, your truth, because one of the challenges about, you know, undertaking something like the raw food diet and lifestyle is you feel that if you stray too far away from your safety zone, that you might be influenced and you'll slip back into bad habits. And, you know, so after 9 months at Tree of Life, I was like, you know, there's no going back. It's in me. It's there to the core, to the bone. And, you know, this is who I am. I wanted to go home to Florida and see my family, and I had visions of being involved with, you know, opening a restaurant or doing juicing, or, you know, it was, you know, I was very idealistic and wanting to to share my passion with, you know, my family, the people I love, with my home community. So it was almost like my missionary work was ready. I could, you know, invariably be back at Tree of Life still.
So you get there, and what's that like?
What's that?
When you get home to Florida, how did that feel? Fitting in? Did it feel weird? Was it something?
Well,
because part of the changes that we make.
Another
so
wonderful synchronicity is that right about the time that I was wanting to kind of spread my wings, so to speak, there was a woman who was going to open a raw food restaurant in my hometown, like literally, you know, the community that I grew up at, and she was looking for a chef, and I heard her name three times in the same week via email, via one of the guests who had come from my hometown, and she had also heard my name. So
Right. Basically
the bug was being put in each of our ears, and then we finally connected, you know, started exchanging emails and talking, and I was like, I told her I was committed to come out and come back home and open the restaurant, you know, be her chef and design the menu. So I did that. The name of the restaurant was Shakti,
mm-hmm.
Shakti Life Kitchen. And
cool.
Now the restaurant, unfortunately, because, you know, the success rate for restaurants, especially like raw vegan restaurants, is like 1%.
Oh, Lord.
They weren't able to keep the storefront open, but Shakti still exists, and they still make packaged food that's in the health food stores, and they're a presence at the farmers market in Jacksonville, Florida, and they also sell they provide food at restaurants around Jacksonville as well. So, you know, the legacy still lives on, but you know, I've since gone on to do numerous things since then, and one of them being writing The Complete Idiot's Guide to Raw Food Detox. That was a huge undertaking and, you know, just a wonderful opportunity to share. It was like...
Yeah, everything that you've collected over all the years.
And I'm still collecting more. It's like, oh, my gosh, I need to write another book, you know, because, you know, I go back and I look at this stuff and, oh, well, you know, I could have added to this, or there's...
Yeah, I do that a bit differently now.
Yeah, there's so much new stuff constantly coming in. And
well, if we can quickly go on a break now, what I want to do is when we come back, you've set up camps, like people go on summer camp, and you have raw camp.
Yeah, so it's like raw food camp for adults.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. So I want you to tell me a little bit about that when we come back, because I think that raw camp is just, I love the whole idea of that. I want that, and then I want to know how you manage that whole thing of, like, traveling raw, because that's the kind of, I mean, at home and everything, I can do that. In camp, you do it for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you're not in that space? You know, how do you cope with that? That's something that I'm really interested in.
All right, so, I can handle it.
You can handle it. I'm so convinced. Okay, give us two, and we'll be back. This is Living Raw Radio, and we will be back in about a minute and a half.
Nosh Detox is an award-winning company for your ultimate health improvement. Nosh Detox system works on all areas of the body, having dealt with thousands of clients whose health dramatically improved within days. For more details, visit noshdetox.com. noshdetox.com.
Bloated? If your energy level's really low, do you find everything that you eat goes straight to fat? My name is Candace, and I am the naturopathic nutritionist at Nosh Detox. I'm here to tell you that your body needs a rest. If that sounds like you, you are ready to try a Nosh Juice Fast. A juice fast is the most natural way for your body to detox, while providing you all the life-saving minerals and vitamins that your body needs and craves. From beginners to advanced juices, we have all the options that may be available to you or suited to you. Call me on 0845-257-6674 or go to noshdetox.com and click on the right program for you. I'm right here to help you and support you. Thank you.
Living Raw Radio, and we're back. This is your host, Geeta Sidhu Rob, and I'm here with Chef Adam. And we've just been working out how Adam ended up, you know, becoming the published raw food connoisseur. And Adam, I have to hear, Camp Raw Nora?
Camp Raw Nora, yeah.
Awesome. It sounds better in your accent than mine. What is Raw Nora?
Okay, Camp Raw Nora is a wellness retreat center that's... It provides raw vegan weekends, retreats, and we just provide support for folks that are interested in health and wellness, just newbies that are just curious, and even established raw foodies that just want someone else to make food for them and want to, you know, refresh on some of the most recent developments and information, and just be part of that kind of communal spirit. We're in Water Valley, Michigan, which is just a small town in southwest Michigan. We're about 100 miles from Chicago.
So do people come to you in the beginning of the raw journey or in the middle? I mean, like, how many people do you get who come to you saying, I don't feel well, I need to learn more about this?
We get a variety of folks. You know, some are concerned about weight loss. Others have done raw in the past and are now, you know, kind of getting reacquainted with it. They just need that foundation again. They need that kind of spark. It's almost like when I pick up the books that I read early on, and I start reading them again, and that kind of inspiration. And I remember that, you know, that vibrant energy that they shared with me. So a lot of times that's what someone needs, especially if, you know, they have a 9-to-5 job and they're in the city and they just, you know, you find that with stress you tend to medicate yourself with food and you might slip back into old habits. So, you know, that's what one of the things the camp provides is that kind of little foundation. We have, you know, people come from around, you know, the United States, and even had a couple that came from Europe, and, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity to be out in the country. We're on over 350 acres. We have our own private lake.
Wow.
Gardens, greenhouse.
I'll come. That sounds like a positive step in life.
Seven horses, I have my own little raw sanctuary where I have my own, like, production kitchen, and just, you know, I'm living the dream.
I was going to say,
winter,
it sounds like your dream come true.
Aside from snow and winter, and it is a dream come true.
Nature gets pesky, actually, it does a bit. So when you have people come, I mean, it's like you can dip in and out. So it's almost like you can come the 2 days. It gives you the opportunity to be able. Yeah, okay, I see that. So tell me why it is that people should go on raw food to lose weight.
Well, I mean, raw foods, it optimizes your weight. So it's not so much about gaining or losing. It's just you go to your ideal weight. And the way that happens is through hydration, through fiber-rich foods, through mineralization. You start giving your body all the right things, it starts doing all the right things. You give it all the wrong things, and, you know, it's going to go into a survival mode and do anything it can to prevent death. So whether that's packing on weight or, any type of autoimmune response, allergies, things like that. These are just symptoms of, hey, something's out of balance, fix it.
So Adam, a lot of people find raw food quite hard to digest.
Well, you know, a good number of the, a high percentage of the population is hydrochloric acidly challenged. If that's
the low stomach acid, you mean?
Yeah, they just don't have the capacity, and that's because of years of being of processed food being demineralized and being totally unbalanced. One of the tricks that I've found, one of the saving graces that to get that digestive fire back is doing smoothies, in a high-powered blender. And I'm not talking about a bunch of mangoes and frozen strawberries and bananas. That's not a smoothie. That's like sorbet in a cup with a straw.
Okay.
I'm talking about what's referred to as a green smoothie. And
what would be in a recommended green smoothie, do you mean?
Typically I put a nice, dark leafy green. In a high powered blender, you'd want to be using kale. You can use spinach. You can use some of the lettuces. I like using herbs, like since I'm on talking to a European audience, I'll say basil. And different garden herbs. And then you put some fruit in there. You got to make it taste good. So, yeah, you can put a banana in there, a couple apples, some citrus, orange. But the greens are the main thing, And folks that are into wild foraging, nettles are great in smoothies. Once you blend up nettles, there's no stinging. The stinging property is gone. So nettles, lamb's quarter is another wild edible that you can harvest. Lamb's quarter has more calcium than kale, and kale has a lot of calcium. So, and this is one of those things that's growing wild if you know how to identify it. It's like, hey, free food.
So why would the green smoothie make your stomach acid increase?
Okay, well, you're basically the blender is pre-digesting in a way the food for you, so your enzymatic activity, your stomach acid doesn't need to be as high. But also, what's happening is you're getting remineralized, and when you get remineralized, your stomach acid production can go up again. The reason why folks are hydrochloric acid deficient is they're demineralized, then your body's going to beg, borrow, and steal for the minerals it needs to keep your blood pH alkaline. And, the sacrifice is oftentimes the hydrochloric acid loses, the chlorine molecule gets, bartered off somewhere else.
Right.
Also, some folks might have candida or some sort of infection. There is a bacteria called H. pylori that feeds on hydrochloric acid. So if you have that systemic issue with the H. pylori, you're going to be compromised. Your digestion is going to be compromised. So things like that need to be remediated so you can get, if those nutrients aren't coming in through your digestive process, then, where are you going to get them?
So you're saying that, in fact, what's happening is the raw food is actually giving the nutrients that the body is starved of, and that's what's helping to cure a lot of the issues that people have problems with.
You could argue that a lot of these degenerative diseases are just, mineral deficiencies, imbalances, it has a cascading effect. If you're low in selenium, it's going to have a cascading effect that, can manifest in signs of dementia or something to that effect.
Yes, I agree completely, yeah.
So it's like, okay, how do you cover all your bases, without doing a full blood panel and analysis and all that stuff? Well, you put a bunch of really good stuff in a blender, and you make it taste good, blend it down, add some superfoods, you're throwing, instead of like chucking a dart at a dartboard with a blindfold on, you're basically walking right up to the bullseye and putting that, you know, a dart right in the middle, because, you know, we need as much help as we can in the world we're living today with all the challenges with the GMO foods and the processed foods and the trans fats and the, you know, denatured proteins, and just it's dirty air, dirty water. It's like, okay, how do we stack the deck in our favor? And that's clean food and getting the most benefit out of it, getting the most nutrition. I mean, it's like, it's great if you go and get this organic, high mineral food, but once you start cooking it and doing all this processing, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you're just kind of throwing that down the drain. You know, we need to stack the cards in our favor.
But Adam, those are fighting words, right? Now, what happens when you go somewhere and you've been invited to dinner? You don't turn around to them and say, I'm sorry, I only eat raw food. Will you make that for me? I mean, how do you deal with the social implications of being a raw foodist?
Nobody invites me anywhere.
You see?
No, well, I mean, to a certain degree, once you get a reputation of like, well, you know, you can, so, yeah, I mean, it is challenging. Do you want to be a diabetic or do you want to be a social outcast, you know?
There must be a middle ground.
There is a middle ground, and yes, I still go to family functions and I go do stuff with close friends. But you find that when you start changing like this, you might not run in the same circles you used to. But needless to say, there are ways to be social and interact, you know, and still maintain a high integrity, a high caliber diet, and it's just being prepared. When I go out, oftentimes I bring like a little bag, and that, you know, these little grocery store reusable grocery store bags are getting kind of chic these days and fun. So I'll have one. I'll have a bottle with water in it. You know, because you gotta drink good water. I have my little water bottle, and sometimes I put some minerals and little drops in my magic water.
And you're like, I'm not offending you, but I'm not even gonna drink your water, okay? I'm really sorry.
Okay.
No, but you're turning up at someone's house, and if you're gonna have dinner with them, and you're like, okay, I brought my own water, I brought my own food.
Well, no, I'm talking like restaurant.
Okay, no restaurants is fine.
I mean, I don't mind offending a restaurant. I mean, it's like, anyway, but, okay, sure, you can, just kind of bring some salad greens and make that as an offering, like, hey, I brought these greens. I love making salad dressings, and they're really good, and I bet you show up with a salad dressing and share it with the group.
That's a very good idea.
They taste it and go, okay, you're hired. Your official job now is to bring, you know, the salad. I have a dehydrator, so I make crackers and little snacks and stuff. And that's always great, easy snacking travel foods. And it goes over well at parties. You put a bunch of flax crackers or little chips out that you made next to someone else's stuff, and they start dipping that in the salsa or the guacamole or hummus or something, and people are just, you know, you'd be surprised how they respond, because they realize when they taste, they're like, wow, their body knows, they can't really place it, but they know there's something different about this food. And
it's true, isn't it? People taste it and they're like, oh my god, this stuff's amazing.
Yeah, so you got to be a little stealthy about it, and not, you don't want to kick in the door and be like, pull your T-shirt open and it says, you know, raw vegan across your chest, because, you know, that's not going to be the best approach. But you share with folks delicious food, and you let people know that, you know, your diet is, you know, you can always just say I have food allergies. I mean, that's very common these days. You don't have to get into a, you know, an ethical debate or you know, put your finger in their your cheese dip or something and say shame on you. You just, you know, be a very giving and sharing person and allow that to radiate. And people, they take notice. They go, wow, whatever that person's doing must be working. I like it. You know?
Yeah, give me some.
Yeah, you know, and desserts. I mean,
exactly.
That's the finishing move. You show up to a party with a top-notch raw dessert, whether it's just like macaroons or, you know, a cheesecake, a pie or something, chocolate, of course. Folks, they don't ask questions. They try it and they go, oh my goodness. And a lot of times you don't want to advertise that what you made is a raw vegan dessert or something.
No, because that just takes away from the deliciousness of what it actually is anyway.
Right, yeah, you know, you get the person, you know, after they've had their second helping of the chocolate mousse and you mention, oh, yeah, you realize that's made with avocado? And they go, oh, my God, you know. And it's like there's no take-backs after they've eaten two
things of it. What's your favorite?
You can't go and downplay, oh, well, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, yeah. So...
What's your favorite? I have to admit, the time I fed my daughter banana, chia, and avocado,
yeah,
and she said it was fantastic until I told her what was in it. That was the funniest moment, I have to say.
Right. It's like, haha, I got it on tape.
Yeah, exactly. Being torn between I'm 13 and I cannot eat these things, and oh, my God, that was so good.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
What's your favorite recipe, would you say?
Oh, you know, I like simplicity, and that was one of the great things. You know, when I got the opportunity to write the Idiot's Guide, I had to kind of simplify a lot of my recipes that had a lot of like exotic superfoods in it. I'm a big fan of apples, and I make this dipping sauce using raw almond butter, and I add chickpea miso to the almond butter.
Wow.
And then I use the superfood called mesquite powder.
Yeah.
And then I add just a little bit of water to make, you know, to make this paste and make it to like the consistency of caramel. And I dip apples in that. And that's one of my favorite recipes. And that's something when I have a nice supply of apples, which apples are about to really pop here in Michigan, so I'm going to be sitting on piles of them in a second. I will go through, you know, I'll sit down, I'll slice up three apples and make a bowl of this almond miso sauce, and that'll be my dinner.
Wow, do you think you might send me that recipe? I'll post it up.
Sure.
And I'll put a link back to you. Now,
sure, I might
your...
even have a video on YouTube that...
Oh, yay, send me all of it, and I'll shove it up for everybody to see. That's fantastic. Tell me what your website and your and the URL that, you know, we should send people to.
Okay, well, my blog is livefoodexperience.com.
Okay.
That's LiveFood and the word experience.com. And now the website for the camp is rawnora.com, RAWNORA.com, and that's for... Camp Raw Nora. We do the retreats and all kinds of fun events. So those are two places you can find. And then I have a YouTube channel, which is kind of obscure. The name is Sutenboy, Southern Boy.
Okay. Which,
yeah, it's an old nickname from years ago. But, you know, with YouTube, it's kind of odd because you can't really change your channel name, but
no,
you know, I have a good bit of videos, and of course they're cross-linked to my website, but I, you know, have videos where I'm making kimchi and different salads and all kinds of fun goofy stuff. So
fantastic.
You know, it's one of my background in video production and film has really served me well in this, because you know, I can go in the kitchen and put the camera on me and cut up a bunch of stuff and then, make it look interesting once I put it on the web. So.
Well, and it's also going to taste pretty good, and that gives you a certain confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Adam, before we finish, and thank you so much for spending this time with me. I'm really grateful. It's been a lot of fun. UFO?
UFO. While I was out at Tree of Life, I saw
Hang
one.
On, hang on. So just before I go into this, let me tell everybody that we sent you a series of questions, and we always ask people, what are the funky, interesting things about you? And yours came up with UFO. Seriously?
A UFO is just something flying through the sky that you have no idea what the heck
that
is. And, I'll just kind of paint the picture. Tree of Life, the cafe, and they have, part of the property is up on a mesa. So it's kind of like elevated desert with, mesquite trees and cactus and, mountains in the distance. And it was the evening, just around sunset, and I was sitting in a hot tub because they have a bunch of, a couple hot tubs that, this is the life, man. You get raw foods, you work in the cafe, you hang out with great people, and then in the evening you can just sit in a hot tub and stare at more stars than you've ever seen in your life. Of course, the sun hasn't gone down yet, and I'm just looking off in the distance, and I see like this kind of wing-shaped V thing just going across the sky really slow, probably a mile off. And I'm sitting there all by myself, and I'm just like, wow, that is something I've never seen before.
Enough that you just couldn't miss it.
And it was pretty big, It wasn't like a little, I saw this light in the sky in the distance and it was really dark. And, I was like, that's a big old thing just like hanging in the sky. And, of course, I'm all by myself. And, I was probably naked in the hot tub. So we were going to go running down the road and like, oh my God, look at, I'm just like, okay, that's pretty
cool.
Wow. So that was my unidentified flight. Of course, in Arizona and that part of it, there's all kinds of like Air Force, testing places where they, who knows? It could be some military craft. But man, to this day, I still don't know what it was.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much brought us back full circle. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you spent the time with us, and I want that recipe because I'm going to try it. It just sounds fantastic. And I found all your YouTube, and I am about to go delve right the way through your videos. They look amazing. Thank you for
joining us. Dive into it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Have a brilliant day.
All right, you have a blessed day. Keep it live.
Thank you. Take care, Chef Adam.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Living Raw Radio, and it's Geeta Siddhi Robin. It's been so much fun. It's been really cool. So I look forward to seeing you next week. Guys, have a fantastic Raw week. Bye.